Hi, this is Jeff Green from Payments.com, and with us today for today's podcast is Chris Colson, Director of Innovation at TSYS.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Chris, TSYS is preparing to release a white paper on mobile wallets, and I was hoping you might be able to provide some early insights into some of the things that might be included in that. So perhaps maybe you can discuss a little bit about why consumers are holding back on using mobile wallets.
Sure. So we found that consumers are holding back because they're really mobile wallets today are no more convenient than credit and debit cards. And this is a really big factor that needs to be overcome. And more importantly, the point of sales that they use today are functioning and meeting all their needs. Also, the options that are available are limited and confusing. You know, there's 1 in 5 smartphone holders in the United States now have a mobile wallet installed. That's about 29 million consumers. But this only accounts for about 1.2% of all the credit card purchases, which total $1.6 trillion. And the third thing we found was related to security concerns, that users have fears around mobile wallets and their vulnerability to hackers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are you finding to be the most important elements for a mobile wallet to be adopted by consumers?
Yeah, this is really, really surprising for us. When we did our study, it indicated that consumers just don't want their payment capabilities, but they also want the ability to replace the actual physical wallet. So we like to say, you know, moving the wallet from the back pocket to the front pocket. And the biggest piece of this is the integration of their identification. More importantly, their driver's license. And we found that they're made to carry both, the adoption and the usage rates of the mobile wallet will remain low.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in terms of your expectations regarding the future of mobile wallets, are you seeing any particular trends that are outstanding right now?
Yeah, there's primarily 5 that we've seen in no particular order, but consumer confidence, and we've uncovered this is going to continue to grow. And this is going to require constantly working on ways to improve the security of the mobile wallet and the device itself. And you're starting to see this with the latest releases, for example, the iPhone 5S that has the built-in biometric with the fingerprint. And we've uncovered that higher risk will demand higher security solutions and measures. Another one was a greater dependency on the mobile phone itself. And I know this is hard to believe, but our studies indicated that people will continue to grow and rely on their mobile device. Convenience is the commodity that everyone wants to leverage, and this is driving the greater dependency and usage of their mobile phone. Another one was mobile communication. This changes the way that organizations and businesses do business. So, for example, showrooming, something that was once feared, is now embraced. Also, increasing competition among the mobile wallet players. They're bringing more innovative products and solutions to the market at affordable prices. And a good example of this is TSYS with the recent announcement of authorization controls, allowing the consumer to turn their credit and debit cards on and off for added security. And then finally, the dark horse of all this will be BLE, or Bluetooth Low Energy. This, we believe, will be a true disruptor. I mean, this allows to transmit a range up to 50 meters and has intense features that could make it a disruptor with the mobile wallet overall. And already, the nice thing about it is there's 200 million iOS devices and many Android devices that already can accept this. So these are just some of the trends that we see moving forward that will have a significant impact with the mobile wallet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What will have to be done to make the big push from physical to mobile?
Identity. According to our study, this was the number one thing. 73% ranked it important, and 53% ranked it the most important. So identity, or your credentials in your physical wallet, digitizing them to your mobile wallet is the number one thing. Second, skipping checkout lines. For example, you hear a lot about line busting and the ability just to walk into a store, pick up your order, and leave. Coupons is another area. Enabling the mobile wallets to receive not only coupons electronically, but then automatically transferring them to the merchant at the payment system. Along the same lines, integration of loyalty programs, converting your points that you earn into actual cash at the checkout. And finally, money management. Money management integration with personal finance management software in real time to see not only how much that purchase will impact your budget, But more importantly, is there a cheaper alternative? So these are the things that are going to have to occur to make a real push to the mobile wallet.
Chris, we really appreciate your time today and looking forward to seeing this in more detail when the white paper comes out. Look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you. Thank you for your time today.